President-elect Donald Trump has made another cabinet announcement. This morning, he appointed Dr. Ben Carson as his Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. For more on the latest member of the new Trump administration, we're joined now by a longtime advisor and friend of Ben Carson. He is conservative talk show host Armstrong Williams. Mr. Williams, thanks for being with us.
Yes, good morning.
A few weeks ago, you were quoted in media reports saying Ben Carson wasn't interested in a cabinet job. And I'm quoting now, Dr. Carson feels he has, quote, no government experience. He's never run a federal agency. The last thing he'd want to do was take a position that could cripple the presidency. Is that no longer the case?
That was not accurate, by the way.
Then definitely fill us in on what your perspective is on Dr. Carson's experience and if he is a good fit for this job.
Dr. Carson was always clear that his preference was to remain in private industry. He felt he could be more effective and supportive of the president-elect. But he also was clear that if Mr. Trump insisted that he wanted him in his cabinet, he would certainly give it serious consideration. My only comment was there are many people who spend their lives running government agencies and bureaucracies could absolutely, they're out there that could be considered. But obviously, Mr. Trump felt Dr. Carson brought something, because there's just so many things that the media and people don't understand about Dr. Carson. If you spent the last 25 years involved with his family and his things that he's involved in, you understand that he has a lot of technical experience in areas in housing. He understands much more than you can imagine about finance and zoning and tax laws and banking policies mm-hmm. and urban planning and these anti-discrimination laws. But Dr. Carson's position was that he preferred that if Mr. Trump could find someone that could fit the role of what he wanted, he would have preferred to stay in private industry. But that's not what Mr. Trump wanted. He wanted Dr. Carson in his cabinet, and he's glad to serve.
Well, then let me ask you to flesh out some of Dr. Carson's resume. I mean, we, of course, know about his medical career, very successful surgeon. But what in his background prepares him for this particular post?
His life, growing up and subsidized housing, growing up in poor communities, understanding what happens, that you can go into these communities and build houses all you want. In 10 years, they could disappear if you don't have jobs and if you have the skills to take those jobs, if you don't have the opportunities to create jobs in those communities. He understands the vocational and technical skills are very important. And he also understands that a lot of people who may have an opportunity for these jobs, they have felony records. They don't pass drug tests. And there are a lot of things that we just don't talk about enough that keep people from taking opportunities. And for Dr. Carson's understanding of education through the Carson Scholarship, and he understands of how health is involved, and including mental health with people and opportunities and their self-esteem because they feel they lack opportunities. His medical career has given him an extreme foundation, and also he's never been disconnected from these inner cities and these people who live these lives. Dr. Carson may have aspired to become a world-renowned pediatric neurosurgeon and a presidential candidate, but he's never lost the human touch with people. And so when you have those kind of experiences and people that advise you and remind you and talk about issues and what works, he brings that experience with him to this position.
Donald Trump has embraced this idea of him being a disruptor to government. Ben Carson is an outsider to some degree to this kind of position. Can you tell us one thing that he would change about this agency and how it does its work?
I would never get into trying to speak as in terms of what Dr. Carson would change. Dr. Carson does not operate that way. Dr. Carson carefully examines. He's reading. In fact, he's been reading and studying for the last week, talking and sitting down with people who have experience and talking to just everyday people in the communities. And Dr. Carson, at some point, will gather exactly how he wants to leave his blueprint and make the difference and revitalize not only inner city and urban America, but also the rural areas in this country.
Armstrong Williams, he is a friend and advisor of Ben Carson, who has just been tapped to lead the Housing, Urban, and Development Agency by Donald Trump. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.